Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Daniel Ryder with the Loft Visual Podcast, and today I'm flying solo, no guest today, but I'm really excited. I just arrived in Chiang Mai, Thailand yesterday after a five-day visit with an old friend in Phuket, Thailand, and had a blast down there. If you haven't been, Phuket is a really nice beach area in Thailand. It's kind of a peninsula, and beaches on either side and to the south. So really amazing place if you want to surf, snorkel, scuba. I stayed in an area called Kata at a place called the Full Moon Beach Resort, and it's really affordable. The beach resort was probably about a 10-minute walk from the beach, and it had its own really private swimming pool. They were kind of bungalows built on a hill surrounded by lush vegetation, and I really enjoyed it. And then I arrived at the Kittawan Homestay and Gallery here in Chiang Mai. Really great place to stay. Super helpful staff. And it's a little outside of the main part of the city, probably about a 25-minute walk to get to the downtown, what they call the Old City. And I like that. You know, some people want to be right in the middle of the action when they leave their hotel. And for me, I like to be a little bit away and have some peace and quiet. Which brings me to the point of this episode today. Today, I want to talk about a book I'm reading and some of my experiences with lifestyle design. I originally, was working at jobs and trying to, kind of chase this idea of if I have a certain amount of money, if I'm, wealthy enough that then, my problems will be solved. I'll have the perfect lifestyle. And I read a book called The 4-Hour Work Week, and that book really changed my life. And I started to think in terms of more of what I want. Some of my mentors challenged me and said, hey, well, what is it that you want? Because you're probably not going to be a millionaire anytime in the immediate future. So that's not a way to get what you want. So what do you want? And I've always believed that the shortest, distance between two points is a straight line. So if I can look at what I want, I can, that's really the only shortcut I've found is figuring out what I want and then focusing on that. So for me, I could have easily gotten very, very busy working, working two jobs and, trying to be an entrepreneur and trying to, stick to this idea of if I get $1 million, then I can, go hang out on a beach in Thailand for a week whenever I want. And I was out in Bali with two of my friends, my first trip to Southeast Asia, and I was there for almost a whole month. So privileged to have had that experience. And I was there and I was going, man, this is so great. No matter what happens, I hope that, someday I'm successful enough to like every year come to Bali for at least a month. And then I thought about it and I thought, well, I'd really like to live in Southeast Asia year round, not just come for a month and then go back to, working a 40-hour job and sitting in rush hour traffic and, going to endless amounts of, middle management kind of gratification meetings and sitting through those and always, kind of having to think about the office politics and stuff like that. I just thought that wasn't what I, that wasn't something that would work for me. And so I kind of started to focus my life on how do I get to places that I want to live, like Southeast Asia. And other places, Mexico, Colombia, all these places. And what I found is that by focusing on what I wanted, I let go of a lot of the things that I thought that I needed to, you know, be comfortable in life or uphold a certain lifestyle standard. And I started to pick up speed. And, you know, moving to Hanoi, Vietnam last November, I wasn't like, I didn't know that I was moving to Hanoi, Vietnam in November until maybe like 4 months prior. You know, it wasn't like I thought I was like a few years away from moving to Southeast Asia still. And then it turned out like, no, actually it makes sense to do it now. And so I did. And I couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier with that decision. I'm finishing a degree and, you know, building a freelance design business and also, you know, promoting my photography, doing a lot of things. And I have time to do all those things because I'm not sitting for, you know, 2 hours a day in rush hour traffic. I'm not going to a bunch of, you know, meetings with middle management guys who, you know, really, really aren't adding a lot of value in many cases. No offense to any middle management people out there. You know, nothing wrong with middle management, but sometimes I think some companies, it's like they've got to look busy, like they're doing something, and I think sometimes less is more. So, you know, setting the tone and getting your team or whoever you're managing to just, you know, focus on the task and then let them go do their thing, I think sometimes has more value than micromanaging and you know, that type of stuff. So I'm on my way back to Hanoi. I thought I'd shoot down to Phuket since I had to stop in Hong Kong anyway. Thought, well, shoot down to Phuket. And then when I was booking my flight to come back to Hanoi, most of the inexpensive flights wanted to route me through Chiang Mai. And I thought, well, I could stop for a couple days in Chiang Mai. And huge regret. I wished I had flown to Phuket maybe like 4 days earlier and spent extra time there. I wish that I had come to Chiang Mai, you know, earlier or stayed longer. I've got kind of a hard deadline this coming Monday, so wouldn't have been an option to really like extend my stay in Chiang Mai. But I could have arrived earlier, and I really wish I had. So far, you know, I've heard the food here is amazing. So far, it's been super amazing, and for about 40 to 50 baht, you can get a bowl of khao soi, and it's just phenomenal. It's you know, definitely the best I've ever had. So yeah, I'm really excited to be here. You know, living in Hanoi, they've got so much good food that, you know, it's pretty tough when I travel because there's, you know, it's hard to just stumble upon amazing food everywhere in the world. But I think everywhere has their cuisines that are amazing. You just have to find it. So I would just challenge people, if you're listening and, you know, you're kind of wondering, you know, you're working on your freelance career, or you're starting an agency, or you're an artist and you know, you want to make a living doing that, and you want to travel, I would say, like, focus on that stuff and don't worry so much about the how. But just focus on what you want, what's your outcome that you want, and then let life take care of that stuff for you. You know, it will happen faster than you think as soon as you start letting go of some of the distractions, like, well, I've got to have, you know, a certain amount of money in the bank. Maybe, you know, I mean, if we're talking about like maybe $1,000 or something, sure. But you don't need $10,000 in the bank before you take your first international trip. You don't need unlimited safety nets, and, you know, you'll be fine. Especially if you're going somewhere where, you know, dinner costs $2. you know, you don't need to be a millionaire to come to Thailand or Vietnam or Bali, Indonesia. You can, that helps. And if you are a millionaire and you're listening, then welcome. We're excited. You know, please direct us to your podcast because we want to hear what you have to say. But yeah, just kind of checking in this week. We're going to have some guests coming up in future episodes. So please stay tuned. And this is Daniel with Loft Visual checking out. Thank you.